Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us today is our newest visiting specialist, Dr. Dalith Singh, and he just began seeing patients this week, and we're pleased to have him on the show, welcome him, and to learn a little bit more about him. Before we get started, I have a couple of announcements I'd like to share. The first being a real celebration. Van Deest Medical Center is one of seven Iowa hospitals to receive 5 stars from the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, or CMS, as we refer to them, for this year, 2024, according to information released from Becker's Hospital Review. Nationwide, 381 hospitals received the 5-star rating based on 46 hospital quality measures, which are divided into 5 quality categories being safety of care, mortality, patient experience, readmission rates, and timely and effective care. According to Becker's review, compared to 2023, CMS awarded 102 fewer hospitals its 5-star quality rating in 2024. In addition to our hospital, Iowa hospitals awarded the 2024 5-star rating included VA Central Iowa Healthcare System in Des Moines, Iowa City VA Medical Center, Mercy One Dubuque Medical Center, Spencer Municipal Hospital, Finley Hospital in Dubuque, and Mercy Medical Center in Harlan. I just want to congratulate our staff and thank them. This is such a proud moment to be awarded a 5-star quality rating from CMS, and we're very excited to share this with residents and with listeners. In other news that I'd like to share, a couple of events coming up. Please make note, the next Webster City Community Blood Drive is actually being held tomorrow, Thursday, August 8th. It will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. Appointments are encouraged. You can call LifeServe at 1-800-287-4903 or very easy to go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org. Again, appointments are encouraged. It is 12:30 to 5:30 tomorrow. I do want to thank our hospital auxiliary who sponsors our community blood drives and give a great shout out to Scooters here in Webster City who serves as our corporate sponsor and donates the delicious cookies for all of our donors. And then lastly, I do want to mention, mark the date, get your 4-person team signed up. The Van Deest Medical Center Foundation is hosting its 9th annual golf outing on Friday, September 27th. We will get things underway at 12 o'clock noon at Briggswoods Golf Course. This is a 4-person best shot, and teams are filling up fast, folks. So we have a few spots left, but you'll definitely want to get your team registered. We have several sponsorship opportunities. You could sponsor a team. You could sponsor a hole. We're going to have some entertainment following the golf outing, provided by Chris Carr, and I'll be sharing more details about that coming up on future programs. All the information can be found on our website. Go to vandeestmc.org and get your team signed up. All proceeds from the golf outing support patient care at Van Deest Medical Center, and we're looking forward to having a great day out at Briggs. And with that, we are going to get started into our program. As I mentioned, very excited and pleased to have as our guest Dr. Dalith Singh, who is a medical oncologist and hematologist with Mission Cancer and Blood, and just started seeing patients in our specialty clinic department this week. Good morning to you, Dr. Singh.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for being here, kind of fitting it into your schedule as you started seeing patients here at our hospital today. Why don't you tell listeners just a little bit about yourself, your background, your education, and your experience, if you will.
Absolutely. Again, I'm so happy to be here at Vandis Medical Center. I am originally from India. I was born and brought up in Hyderabad, which is a big city in the south central part of India. I did my medical schooling there, and I came here to the US in 2012 to pursue my further training. I came to Kansas City. I did my internal medicine residency for 3 years over there, followed by specialty training in medical oncology and hematology in Loyola in Chicagoland area. After fellowship, I went back to Kansas to practice as a full-time physician in Topeka, Kansas for 3.5 years. And following that, I moved to Iowa my second job here with Mission Cancer and Blood. So glad to be here helping and taking care of patients.
We are so thrilled to have you here and glad that you made the move to Iowa and now can come to our hospital as a visiting specialist. And we really appreciate being able to offer these specialty services so that patients don't have to drive to Des Moines, to other communities. It is such a huge convenience to patients. So we are very thrilled to have you.
Thank you again.
So what led you to pursue a career in medicine and then maybe more specifically into oncology?
Absolutely. I think my interest in medicine started when I was in high school, learning biology, getting to know about human body and animals. It was interesting to kind of take a look inside the body, human body, what happens and how things work. So that sparked an interest during high school for me to join medical school. In medical school, we were trained and exposed to multiple different specialties, starting from the basics anatomy to all the way to lung physiology, to different organs of the body. After finishing up the medical school, when I came here, I joined internal medicine because I wanted to keep myself broad. And at that time, I was not sure of how I wanted to proceed in my future specialty or specialization. So I kept my mind open when I came here for the internal medicine training. During the training, I fortunately started rotations with the oncology floor, with the oncology team. And that first rotation as a trainee really motivated me to be an oncologist, seeing how interactions happen between patients, their families, and the physician and the care team, the level of trust and interaction that happens between different team members. It's amazing. It's to a different level that I have not seen in other areas of medical specialties. So that was one of the reasons that I wanted to become an oncologist is, to have that relationship with patients, be closer to them, get to know them better, not just their medical problems or their cancer, but also get to know how do they live their life, who do they have in their life, who's the family, where do they live. So I think it helps you treat patients as a whole, not just taking care of their disease. Along with that, I have a basic interest in genetics, and I was interested in how cancers develop. And during my training and in medical school, I read quite a bit about how things develop, what happens at a cellular level, at a gene level that cancers develop. They kind of move away from their normal pathway to become cancers and grow in the body. So all these factors had played a big role in helping me choose medical oncology as a specialty to train and practice for the rest of my life.
Fantastic. And I agree with you so much. I think there's so much to having that trust with your physician, with your provider, and those relationships are so critical, especially in oncology. Those can be very very trying times for patients.
Absolutely.
And I think that that relationship is so key. And I've seen that with family members of my own and just in other people that have been in my life. And so I find that terrific.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something special about oncology. So, I mean, you can see that difference when you go into a hospital system or a clinic system and the interaction you have with an oncology team, it's way different than other specialties in medicine.
Yes, very unique.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
I would say. So let's talk a little bit about the patients that you see. Is there a specific demographic? What ages do you see?
I take care of adult patients with cancer or blood disorders. So anyone who is 18 or older, I take care of those group of patients. And when it comes to the array of problems I take care of, as part of medical oncology and hematology, I take care of almost all cancer patients within that age group, including breast cancer, lung cancer, GI, liver, CNS, brain tumors. Along with that, I take care of a lot of blood problems that includes cancers like leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma. I also take care of non-malignant or non-cancer blood disorders like anemia, iron deficiency, vitamin deficiencies, low blood counts or high blood counts. So I do everything within the length and breadth of the specialty.
Fantastic. You did touch upon, you know, the genetic testing and kind of the interest that you had have had in that. Are there other specialized areas or areas of interest within your training, your education, that you wish to share with listeners or expand upon?
Genetics is an integral part of oncology care. As most of us know, that cancers, how did develop or why they develop, we have no idea in majority of the cases. But about 5 to 10% of the cases can run in the families through particular genes that are passed down the generations. So, you know, trying to figure out if this is a cancer that just developed, which we call sporadic cancers, versus cancers that go down the family called familial cancers. It's important to make that distinction and try to get to know, because if you have something like a familial cancer that's running in the family, I mean, it just not affects the patient, but also affects the whole family in terms of testing. So I try to focus on not just taking care of the problem at that point, but also kind of look in a broader sense of the patient and their family, and also think about getting those genetic testings when appropriate, and get those done for the patients. When it comes to genetics, there is another aspect of checking the genetic makeup of the cancer cells, because now we have other treatment modalities for cancer therapy besides good old chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. We call it immunotherapy, targeted therapy. There are different names for these other non-chemo options that we have for cancer therapies. So we try to do a testing for knowing the genetic makeup and if there are any markers that we can target with the drugs we have available, or try to know certain markers against which we are testing newer drugs in clinical trials and clinical studies. So all in all, you know, genetic testing of the cancer and the human body or the patient itself is a very crucial piece of what we do as an oncologist.
And it's fascinating. I actually myself just recently had some genetic testing done and awaiting those results. And so I'm anxious to see. And, mm-hmm. it was for myself, but also for my children. You Absolutely. Know, if there could yeah. be something learned from something that potentially could be familial, and I would want them to have the information, mm-hmm. The tools available to them. And as I've learned, it was such an interesting appointment. All the questions that were asked, and about, of course, family history, medical history. And as I've learned, they've just made such advances in the genetic testing. I mean, even in the last 5 to 10 years, and I'm uh-huh. sure you have been witness to that as you've worked through your career.
No, absolutely. That is so true. We were testing for a bunch of genes, maybe 5 or 10, a decade ago. But now we know a lot more about the genetics and what genes get abnormal in different cancers, in different familial syndromes, that there is a big panel of testing that we do for patients who qualify for familial genetic testing. So that is definitely true. And I'm sure in the future we'll have a lot more testing that we can offer to our patients.
Mm-hmm. Great tools to have available. And it's really neat to be in healthcare, and I am not with direct patient care, but to be in healthcare and just to be aware of those advances that continually occur. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing.
It is amazing, and we'll be surprised to find where we do not suspect something to be familial. You know, we get surprised that when we do testing, it comes back positive for something that impacts the whole family. So it is very crucial when you meet your primary care physician or oncologist, you know, it's important to get a proper family history or have that information handy for your care mm-hmm. team to be looked at and decide if you need testing, not just for your current problem, but also looking in the future, like if something is there that might be running in the family. So,
yes, and steps that you can take to help prevent.
Exactly, mm-hmm. And the genetic testing, the whole idea of doing that is trying to find who in the family has that particular gene, and having testing done and counseling done for those family members so that they can be better equipped with the information and take care of themselves and do testing or things to lower the risk of cancer depending on what gene or what cancer risk they are at.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. So if I were to ask you about your practice philosophy, or what is important for patients to know about you, your practice, what would you share?
I practice medicine with a different perspective of looking my patients as a whole. When you come to me with a certain problem, I try to focus not just on that problem, but how it affects other things that's going on in the body, or how does it affect your life, or how can I help you get through this with transportation or family support, mental health support. So, I focus on providing comprehensive care to patients and not just focus on one disease or one aspect of their health. Because it's very crucial in oncology to have that support system, those resources available for you as you grow through your journey of, taking care of cancer, whether it's curing cancer or living with it for whatever time we have available. Along with trying to be complete or comprehensive, I focus on building trust and relationship with patients and their family members. Try to get to know them better because what you deal with in your daily life impacts on how you go through treatments for cancer mm-hmm. or how outside of the clinic or outside of the hospital, how those things affect you while you're going through your own journey. So I feel it's important to kind of get to know the patients and how they live their daily life so that I can help them in any way I can. to get through some of the toughest things they might ever go through in their lives. So, I mean, seeing not just patients, including my family members, go through cancer and the treatments for cancer, it's a no easy task. And I can say that, you know, if somewhere we're going through chemotherapy or other treatments for cancer, that's probably the worst they might ever be in their life. So I feel like it's important to be there with them all the time, provide support, be a cheerleader mm-hmm. along with them, you know, not just being a physician and treating cancer. So that has been my philosophy since the beginning, since I decided to be an oncologist, and I'm proud that I still continue to do that. So
and serve all those roles. And you're right, it is so important, so critical for someone that does have a cancer journey. And some days being that cheerleader is what they need more than anything. And yes. So I do really love to hear that is your philosophy, and just being a partner to them in their healthcare, whatever role that may be.
And also, as a physician oncologist, now my job is also to provide with the recent evidence and data as to why we use this particular drugs and treatments to treat cancer, so that, you know, the patients can make decisions for themselves. It's not just me giving the information or making decisions for patients. I want patients and their families to be involved in the decision making. On how they want their treatment tailored to them, because every cancer is different. You know, the same cancer in 10 different people will behave differently. So we have to kind of individualize and personalize care that is tailored to a specific patient or a person.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, too, I think having oncology as one of the practices that we have visiting specialists actually come to our hospital so that patients don't have to travel is so nice. It's such a convenience for patients. So terrific to have you here. Your schedule starting as of today has been to come the first Tuesday of each month.
Yes.
And any goals that you have for the practice here at Van Deese Medical Center?
Well, the goal is to take care of patients locally as much as possible. As you alluded to, you know, it's difficult to travel and get the care that you want. It's much more convenient for a lot of different reasons to be able to get the care that you need locally in your own city, in your own hospital. So my goal would be to, you know, coordinate and work with all the other physicians and the hospital here and help them out, take care of patients with blood and cancer diseases, and be available for them even outside of those days when I'm not here, mm-hmm. To take care of them elsewhere. So my goal is to see and help as many patients as I can when I'm here, and also do it backstage when I'm not here. So,
right. And you do see patients in other locations?
Yes, I do see patients. Besides in Webster City, I go to Fort Dodge every Wednesday at Trinity Regional Medical Center and see patients there. I also see patients in Mercy One Hospital in downtown Des Moines, and also in Ankeny, Iowa. We have a Mission Cancer and Blood Clinic where I also see the patients.
Very good. Yeah. And what's very nice here at our hospital, we do have our infusion center here too. So it really works well. I know our pharmacists are very much involved with our oncologists. Especially when patients are needing to have treatments through our infusion center. Maybe it is receiving chemotherapy here. And so it's really been nice to have that under one roof. So.
Absolutely. I think having the oncology services, including the physicians, the nurses, the pharmacists, you know, the chemo nurses, and the therapy services, physical occupational therapy, and other providers available all under one roof, I think it's amazing the kind of care patients get here. It's just one-stop shop for most of the services that our patient needs. So I'm excited. I'm happy to have those resources available for the community.
Mm-hmm. And there's you touched on so many of, of those care team members, and thank you. And I do have to say, in our infusion center too, our nurses in there, Janine and Mary, they just do an outstanding job. And I hear this from patients, and they're wonderful. So we really do appreciate having kind of that full service under one roof. So, Dr. Singh, when you're not seeing patients, what is it you enjoy doing in your free time?
I enjoy the most spending time with my daughter. I have one daughter. She's 2.5 to 3 years old. She's into that transition toddler phase. So I love spending time with her, playing with her, having a great time in our in a backyard, in a patio, like doing summer activities, taking her out to playgrounds and all that. My wife is also a physician. We have a pretty hectic schedule, but we make time to go out and, have our daughter take to like a zoo or like aquarium or go to some local activities in the city. We as a family love traveling. So we make sure we travel either in the U.S. or outside the U.S. once or twice a year. And we love watching movies, spending time with friends, having friends over at our house, spending a good evening or a weekend with them.
Wonderful. Well, there is so much to do in Des Moines, and love that you enjoy spending time with family, with friends, and traveling. And we are thrilled to have you here at Van Deese Medical Center. Again, welcome to Dr. Dalith Singh, who is a medical oncologist and hematologist with Mission Cancer and Blood. And we are now taking appointments here in Webster City. You can call our specialty clinic department at 515-832-7746 to schedule an appointment today. Dr. Singh, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me. Glad to have this conversation, and looking forward to helping and working here.
Wonderful. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.